Beyond protein, the new wellness trends shaping food and beverage, once catering to a niche set of consumers, health and wellness claims are now a mainstay in food and beverage innovation as shoppers demand more out of what they eat and drink. Health-focused social media influencers, evolving diet fads, and the rise of GLP-1 medications for weight loss have led to dozens of micro-trends where certain ingredients are touted as ways to boost mood or address specific health concerns. Protein, which saturated the market last year, is now table stakes for the general population. A whole new crop of functional ingredients is beginning to take over the market, including fiber and colostrum for gut health, sea moss and collagen for healthy skin and nails, and lion's mane and ashwagandha for energy support. People are just thinking more and more about what they're consuming, said Scott Dicker, senior director of market insights for consumer data company Spins. There's still this idea of indulgences, but it's just being more intentional about when and how you indulge. Fiber is on the come up, but protein hasn't peaked. Diet trends like fiber maxing and greater awareness around gut health are propelling fiber to the forefront in 2026, but protein will remain a wellness powerhouse, Lou Ann Williams, president and co-founder of Innova Market Insights, said in a webinar. Nearly every major brand has jumped into the protein trend, with offerings like protein Pop-Tarts or protein-fortified yogurts. Fiber is quickly getting the same treatment, particularly in the beverage space, where the success of prebiotic sodas like Poppi have led to a boom in innovation. Consumers see fiber as capable of far more than just improving digestion health, linking it to improved skin, decreased inflammation, and improved mood. Over half of consumers see gut health as important to their overall health, according to an Innova survey. Another 44% said they notice when they improve their gut health, they also have improvements to their energy, skin, or immunity, according to Williams. Those layered benefits position fiber as a gateway for holistic wellness for food companies, Williams said. Fiber's digestive qualities also provide an opportunity to appeal to GLP-1 users, as the medication can cause gastrointestinal side effects. Companies should take a similar holistic approach when it comes to marketing protein, Williams said, adding it's not enough to slap protein in something. Brands need to add other functional ingredients in addition to protein in order to stand out, or explain how their protein source can provide specific benefits in weight management or muscle mass recovery. Everything now is about taking this more holistic approach, she said. It's not just protein. It's either a better, absorbable protein, or it's about protein related to another benefit that's really important. Even with fiber gaining momentum, it's unlikely to exceed protein's popularity, in part because there's a lower ceiling, Dicker said. Only so much of the ingredient can be added to foods, with Dicker noting, you definitely notice if you've had too much fiber. Combining fiber and protein together, however, is a major opportunity, particularly for consumers on GLP-1s for weight loss. Medications like Ozempic suppress appetite, requiring more nutrient-dense food to make up for lower consumption. As people eat less food, especially those on GLP-1s, they're going to have to eat more nutrients, Williams said. Protein and fiber are going to be really important. Emotional health is in the spotlight. The health and wellness movement encompasses more than just physical health for consumers, who are also looking to food and beverages to support their emotional and mental well-being. Mood-boosting chemicals such as adaptogens and nootropics are meant to improve chemical function and overall well-being. Meanwhile, brands like mocktail maker Recess are using magnesium or other ingredients to promote sleep. Innova found that 60% of Gen Z and millennials say they are concerned about their mental health, with most wanting to improve areas including anxiety, focus, energy, and memory. Energy is the top concern for consumers, which has paved the way for new innovations in the category. Though it's not always marketed this way, the energy category is one of the original functional beverage segments, Dicker said. The perception of the category has now shifted from party beverages to drinks that support active sports and performances, Dicker said. Energy drinks are now adding more functionalities, including specific nutrients to achieve certain health benefits and attract more women. For example, podcaster Alex Cooper's Unwell Beverages includes biotin for hair health in its Better For You energy drinks. As consumers have broadly begun moderating their alcohol intake, Dicker hypothesizes that they may rethink their caffeine consumption next, leading to more opportunities for companies to differentiate caffeine levels or introduce alternatives. Decaffeinated offerings, mushroom coffee, and crash-free ingredients like paraxanthine have all grown in popularity, he said. Williams says there is burgeoning interest in new ingredients that address the other factors of emotional well-being, such as stress. While hemp-based THC products have grown to fill this niche, its future remains clouded by a looming ban that takes effect this fall. The mood support category in beverages has been growing for a long time, said Dicker, but it's been accelerated by people drinking less alcohol and seeking an alternative for a nightcap. However, it often takes weeks of consistently consuming magnesium or other ingredients to notice results, making it unclear if the trend will last. I do think that it's still a very large opportunity, but people want to feel an acute feeling from it, Dicker said, adding that people may not have the patience to drink a product daily for long periods before experiencing results. The future of this emerging sector, he said, will also depend on if any brands are able to reach mainstream acceptance. It takes a few brands to really execute and really catch lightning in a bottle, Dicker said. Correction. This story has been updated to reflect Unwell Hydration's rebrand to Unwell Beverages.